Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down?
Give you an idea what's going on at First Class HALT right now. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. The Greenville location opened 2011. The Anderson location in 2016 on Clemson Boulevard. Remember this when you talk about First Class HALT. They only use OME parts. They have Hunter machinery, and I understand this is top of the line, top performance machinery in the market. 3-year, 36,000 mile nationwide warranty on their work. Free roadside assistance is a big part of that as well. Greg's been working with 25 years of Lexus. Steve has over 5 years with, or 25 years with Honda and with Acura. These people are awesome what they do. Let me give you some of their specials going on right now. How about the timing belt package? Now, that's a car doesn't run without a timing belt. Zach, I don't know if you knew this or not. Timing belt, water pump, outside drive belts, coolant, front engine seals on the Honda and Acura. On the Toyota and Lexus, timing belt, water pump, outside drive belts, and coolant as well for what is now just $799.95. You save $100 on all this. Plus, you get that 36,000-mile lifetime or nationwide warranty with free roadside assistance. It's a really cool deal. I want you to go to firstclasshalt.com, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com to find out more. Hour three ways you can reach us. Phone lines on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, our Helter text line, 986-1566, on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Some Twitter for you. BC writes in, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24, are the South Carolina fans going to be confused on who to pull for next year when Alabama comes to town? Get it? You got the Crimson Cox that they have there, that always pulling for Alabama. Ed writes in, wonder how many Georgia fans will call today, or William. William has called. Accidentally cut William off a little bit short there because I thought he said that's all he had to say, but William's upset, by the way, Georgia play. After he called, Skip wrote in that William from Georgia said the season's going to be bad now. 10-2 seasons in Athens get you fired. What a spoiled rotten base. Let's see Clemson go 10-2. And the long knives come out for Dabo. College football is what have you done for me lately, sport? Lose and find out. I agree with that. Georgia fans are down. Now, look, this time last year, later in this last year, Auburn punks you pretty good at Georgia. Boy, you got to hand it to Georgia when they get beat pretty convincingly, except for the national championship game last year. Big Sexy Tiger writes in, the ABC night game is Ohio State and Purdue. Even if we didn't host game day, why wouldn't they move us to prime time? You know, because ESPN has zero interest in ACC football. What a disgrace. Actually, Big Sexy Tiger, and I'm surprised by this, but in looking at the ratings of who plays well on as far as draws, and I think I'm right by saying this, is Ohio State at Purdue this weekend? They're at Purdue. So the entire state of Ohio watches. I'll get you this. The biggest TV draws of the year, I'm shocked by it, that Ohio State and Michigan and Notre Dame did really, really, really well. We think, and rightfully so, that football's in the South. But, and I know Clemson fans don't want to hear this, but in looking at sheer numbers, Ohio State-Purdue will draw better at night than Clemson and NC State would have drawn at night. I like the night games here too, but believe me, these TV executives aren't crazy. And it's almost to the point where, and Zach, we'll look this up here in a second, but it's almost to the point where I'm shocked at just how many people watch it. Ohio State, have you ever been to Ohio, Zach? You ever been to the state of Ohio? Are you okay over there? What the world's going on with you over there? What do you got going on over there?
We had a little hitch in our giddy up over here. We're good. I got my new flower lid on.
I see that. These are ratings for college football. I got to find this here in a second. It's Ohio is eaten up with Ohio State football, and they have alumni everywhere. Quite frankly, I don't want to admit this, but they did the best thing for them.
You think Ohio State and Purdue draws a larger audience and comes in NC State?
Yep. And you don't want to admit it, but it's...
Clemson has been a bit of a ratings darling for them, haven't they?
They have, but not like Ohio State. Ohio State, Indiana on Fox this past weekend. not, and this is just 2 weeks ago, drew $3.9 million. The only games that drew any better was Notre Dame and Virginia Tech. I told you Notre Dame's a big ratings deal. Florida, LSU, and Texas, Oklahoma. Those are the only three that drew higher than Ohio State, Indiana. And that was a home game for Ohio State. It's for the Ohio State-Penn State game. Clemson-Syracuse was the second. This is a good example for you on this, okay?
I'm listening.
Clemson-Syracuse was the second highest draw from week five of the college football season. It was a great time. It was noon. It was a great time. How many people do you think watched that? Well, I'll just give it to you right now. 4.4 million people watched Clemson and Syracuse.
Mm.
How many people think you watched that same night Ohio State and Penn State?
6.8.
9.1 million.
Ooh, boy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a primetime game compared to a nooner.
It is. But that being said, I'll give you another example of it. Let me find Ohio State must have been off that weekend. Ohio State's just a huge draw, man. I don't know why, but they're just a huge draw. Okay, here's one for you. And it is prime time. But Clemson, Georgia Tech. No, that's not. No, this is worth Clemson and Georgia Southern, I'm sorry, on ESPNU. 500,000 people watched it. Ohio State, TCU, 7.2 million. You see what I'm saying? Clemson's best ratings don't equal Ohio State's worst ratings right now. It's just people love Ohio State in that state of Ohio. Now, the Clemson A&M game, that was night game, right? In College Station.
See?
4.4 million. TCU, Ohio State, not as big a game, 7.3 million. I told you the Penn State game, 9.1 million. To be honest with you, they did the right thing. I hate admitting it, but Ohio State's just a really good deal there. And the Oregon... Ohio State at a noon game with Oregon got 3.4 million people. Like, what?
So Clemson's in a noon game against Syracuse got 4 point something.
Yeah, 4.4.
So suck it, Ohio State.
Yeah, but look at the night games compared to it all that.
So.
You okay?
I'm good.
College game day gets 1.8 million, 1.6 million, 1.5 million. They've got 1.7 million. For a game in there somewhere. Clemson, Georgia Tech, there's a 3:30 game, 1.8 million. Whereas Ohio State, they just draw, man. They draw like crazy. So they didn't do too bad of a job on that as far as I'm concerned, from what we can see there. Let me do this now, buddy. Hope so. Is that all? No, let me get a couple more of these tweets in here. Skip writes in, I agree with you on game day, not nearly as what it used to be. Oh, that's the Fox Sports show. We talked about that before. I looked it up during the break. Fox hired DeMarco Murray this year. They've got, and I don't like Joel Klatt for Fox. I think he's an idiot. But they get Spencer Tillman, who's pretty good. They have Holly Sanders, who's obviously very good. They have Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart and Robert Smith. When ESPN fired all those guys for, they went back and cut these guys' salaries, those guys just went over to Fox, and I think Fox is a better announcing teams now. Plus, you get Gus Johnson, who makes every game. Did you watch Gus Johnson in the Ohio State and who to play this weekend? Ohio State Minnesota game?
No.
He made it sound like it's the greatest game in the history of gaming. Gus Johnson gets into it.
So he's lying to you.
No, but that's a good game. Did you watch any of it?
No,
didn't watch
of course
it? That was a great game.
I don't watch PJ Fleck up there.
Hey, let me tell you, they rode the boat. They had a chance. They had a great chance in that one. Our friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out at PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. At Palmetto Dunes, it's all about variety. It's all about having something for everyone. We're getting towards the end of the year now. If you're starting making your holiday plans, your Thanksgiving plans, let them host your family for Thanksgiving. You know, now in this modern family era of people going different places and all, and different, you know, over the holidays, some of you have year-end holidays. Some of you have, like, big families. Hey, go down to Hilton Head and celebrate Christmas down there at Palmetto Dunes. Or if you're thinking about maybe some of you have some year-end vacations saved up, maybe some professors out there get the last couple of weeks off of the year, maybe some salespeople get the last couple of weeks of the year off, think about Palmetto Dunes and sneak away. The weather's still great down there at the time of year. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And I can tell you this, award-winning. They won another great award again the other day. At the Ruth's Chris Tar Heel Invitational at the Finley Golf Course in Chapel Hill, Duke won this past weekend. South Carolina finished fourth. Clemson finished seventh with the home team, North Carolina. And the Lady Tigers, Ivy Shepherd, finished 11th. She shot 214 with a round of 70 and 68 in that. At 29th was Anna Paula Valdez. At 39th was Lindsay May. At 62nd was Alice Houston. And 88th was Alexandra Swan. But a nice comeback. The Tigers didn't play well early, played very well in the last two rounds. They returned to the course on November the 2nd, the Battle of the Beach in down in Mexico. So we'll get you caught up with that one later on as well. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Thanksgiving holidays, year-end holidays, and a little Christmas, a little Hanukkah down in Hilton Head. You're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. All right, so I got our Twitter up. Let me get to a couple of our text. David in Seneca says two things. Ohio's a dump. Nothing to do but watch TV. Number two, at Fall for Greenville on Sunday, on Saturday, I saw 20 to 30 Ohio State fans. They're everywhere. It's a very heavily populated state. Well, can you look that up for me, Mr. 24? Where does Ohio rank in population? I would say behind California, Texas, and New York, and Pennsylvania. It's one of the five biggest states in the country. Maybe behind, more people live in Michigan or Ohio. It's got to be one of the five biggest states. I'm going to say number five.
You're saying five?
Yeah, overall population. Florida's up there. There's a ton of people in Ohio, man. Think about this, Ohio. You got some major cities there. You got major TV markets, you know?
It is not a top five state.
It is not. What is it?
It is behind California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and then coming in seventh is Ohio.
Think about this, though. They have the number, it's not right with that one. They have the Dayton market, the Cleveland market, the Columbus market, the Cincinnati market. There's a bunch of big cities in Ohio.
What do you know what the least populated state is?
I'm going to go with North Dakota or Alaska.
47, 48.
I'm going to go with, I love this kind of stuff right here. Rhode Island?
43.
Oh, really?
1.05 million.
South Dakota?
46.
So I got 46, 47, 48.
You have 46, 47, 48, and 43, yes.
Where's Wyoming in there?
50.
Really, Wyoming?
579,000 people. Not a lot out there.
No.
I'm moving to Wyoming.
I'll be honest with you. I could do it. I could disappear.
There's 5 million people in the state of South Carolina. That's too many singing people.
Let me say this. Let me get about 3 mil, okay? Because I figure I can make 5%, and that can be $150,000. Don't touch the principal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can average 5%, can I? So $150,000. Let me get about 3 mil. And I'm not anywhere close to it. That's to be clear about that. I could disappear, man. I could do some Montana. I could do some getaways. I always said this, man, if I won the lottery, I would spend, you ready for this? I think I told you this before. I would spend December, January, and February skiing, probably in Colorado. I would spend March, April, and May either in South Florida or Arizona playing a little golf. June, July, and August, probably on Long Island somewhere and playing golf in the mornings and then going to Yankee games at night.
Mm-hmm.
September, October, November, living in Clemson, playing golf in the mornings, going to Clemson football on the weekends. Pretty good, right? A little ski, a little golf, a little Yankees baseball, a little Clemson football.
Yeah, I mean, where do the wife and kids fit in
this? They're moving all around with it. And here's the thing you do. You'd like this because I'd have a list, right?
Sure.
Of about 20 different friends that say, all right, man, y'all come out for y'all's week. And so if you're friends with me at that point in time, you get a weekend
in
either Arizona or Florida. You get a week in skiing in Colorado. You get a week of Yankees baseball. And you get a week of Clemson football.
How about that?
That's not a bad deal to be my friend then, right?
That's not a bad gig if you can get it.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. I want to just when we come back, I've got about three or four topics for you. Number one, where does South Carolina go and where does Georgia go with quarterbacks? Short term, long term with both of those. The second part of this, Mr. Orr 24, we haven't talked about this yet. What in the world's going on in the Coastal Division? If not for Virginia Tech saving themselves in Chapel Hill on Saturday night, it would be a fiasco. There is a scenario out there right now that still has it out there where every team could finish 4-4. in the division. I'll tell you that scenario. We'll take a look at the Coastal Division and if Clemson wins this weekend, who they could be playing in the ACC Championship game. Before we do that, tell you about our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Speaking of money and speaking of doing so much better, one of the things I'm really, really happy about and proud about is the fact that we signed two mortgages, our last two, maybe the last two we'll ever sign. We were riding around Clemson yesterday, and my wife said, you know what? I kind of like where we live. I kind of like what we're doing. I kind of like our neighborhood, like where we're going, and like raising a family over there. So we love all that. The idea is that we were able to remodel our home because of Mark Hawkins and because of Prime Lending, and we save money through it all. You're crazy now, especially with some rate hikes coming up. You're crazy now to not employ these specialists to put together loans for you, tailor-made just for you locally. Don't trust 800 companies or .com companies. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. A break. We'll come back. Look at the crazy Coastal Division and quarterbacks at South Carolina and Georgia after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Said that on Saturday he rode 65 miles on a bike and then last night ran for 8 miles.
I don't think I've driven 65 miles in the last month.
I know I haven't. Well, we drove to
Wake.
And to be honest with you, I didn't like driving that far. He rode 65 miles on a bike. Like 3.5 hours on a bike. And then yesterday said, went for a 8 mile run.
Didn't you come in earlier this last week and tell me you had trouble getting uphill on the bike you went on last week?
Yeah.
The 1 mile ride?
Now, let's admit this. He's one of them expensive bikes. But yeah. That doesn't make it any better.
The one, they do the pedaling for you, essentially, on those
basically,
bikes.
Basically, and, yeah. your tires are about razor thin.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is I didn't have a whole lot of air in the tires going uphill. I wasn't on a little dirt bike kind of thing. It wasn't very good. Mm. The idea of riding a bike 65 miles, I couldn't do it. And then the next day running 8. Something's wrong with that fellow, man. You know what he needs to check? His brain, not his legs or his heart, his brain. Our friends at Canty want to come in, and they want to check your home for foundation issues where you have any kind of cracks in your brick or your mortar, if you got any sidewalk cracks, if you have any kind of issues out there with your like swimming pools and cracks around it or anything like that, let them raise that for you. If you're noticing that your doors or windows might become jammed right now, let them fix that for you. That might just be like sheetrock, or might just be like you have doors that expand, or you know, windows that just got over, like somebody painted your windows or something like that. That could stick. But it might be you have foundation issues. Let Canty come in and take a peek for you. Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com, CantyCanFixIt.com. Or CantyCanFixIt.com. Sack or Mr. 24. I want to talk short-term South Carolina quarterbacks. Skarnecchia looked good. Bentley did not in his only start. Bentley didn't look good early. I thought he looked pretty good late. Will Muschamp said at no point in time did they look at making any kind of change. They probably did the right thing. But my other side of this will say, how do we know? We didn't get a chance to know what happened there. Short term, moving forward, have we seen the last of Michael Skarnecchia? Or is there a chance we could see him pop up again?
There's definitely a chance to see him pop up again, right?
Yeah.
You don't know, one, is Bentley going to be able to stay healthy for the rest of the season?
Right.
Two, is he going to perform to the desired level for Muschamp and his staff? You know, if you drop a game against Tennessee or Ole Miss here, oh boy, you're going to have a tough time convincing that fan base that Jake Bentley is the best option at quarterback.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think because of both, and health is another one. I mean, we're seeing quarterbacks get beat up every single Saturday.
Sure.
Now. Second part of this, Georgia on Saturday, Fromm was not good. I don't think that Fields is ready yet. Fields is obviously the superior runner. I don't think Fields' passing is actually there yet. Matter of fact, Justin Fields has thrown 25 balls the entire year. Two touchdowns, no pick, by the way. 18 of 25 for 200 yards. Justin Fields is not ready. Justin Fields, the most passes he's thrown in any game against Austin Peay, he was 7 of 8. Against Middle Tennessee, he was 6 of 8. This past weekend against LSU, he had one carry for 3 yards, didn't throw it any. In SEC games, he was 1 for 1 against South Carolina for 8 yards, didn't throw a ball against Missouri, 1 for 2 against Tennessee for 5, 3 for 6 for 53 against Vanderbilt. So he's not ready yet in the passing game. But we start to see more. I'm more interested in long-term. Fields is a freshman. Fromm's is a sophomore. I don't think this thing. I don't think you'll see both those guys in spring practice this year.
Long-term.
Or how does it?
I'm more interested in long-term.
I don't think these guys are around. They might be there for the spring. I don't think next June both those guys are around. Who wins out in Georgia?
It's got to be Fields, right? Has to be.
Maybe.
Has to be.
I think he's a more athletic guy. We'll see. Finally, here before we take some phone calls. Have you taken a peek at this scenario where we could have all 7-4-4 teams in the Coastal Division?
You teased it early in the show, yeah. And then you haven't gone back to it. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
It's to be honest with you, it's really not all that far-fetched. Right now, Virginia Tech is 3-0. They saved themselves on Saturday. But Virginia, did you watch Virginia-Miami? I watched that game. Virginia's pretty doggone impressive. Virginia had a good defense. Miami played both quarterbacks. And Perry looked bad early with a couple of picks. And then, I don't know how to say his name, Rozier, whatever. He didn't look very good either. Look. Miami's still in it 2-1. Pittsburgh's still in it 2-1. Duke is 5-1 overall, 1-1 in the league. The Tar Heels are out at 1-2, and Georgia Tech's out at 1-3. But it's going to be interesting to see Virginia Tech, Miami, Pittsburgh, Duke. There's five teams in this thing that could win it right now. I'll go over that scenario for you coming up a little bit later on this segment when I find it. Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Could be better, Mac.
Good.
Hey, can't say the same thing about my Gamecock buddies. I mean, when you skip church in Sunday school because of, you know, you're 3-3, that's sad, Mick. I mean, you hate to see it. But there's a big question. If you're a Gamecock fan, right, you kind of sold hope all year, all summer for them, you got to believe, blah, blah, blah. Mick, let me just run this by you. First 3 years under Muschamp, their West opponents have been Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Ole Miss, okay, by far the bottom three in those years, respectively. And then with their permanent Texas A&M, who was down? Mick, the next three, they got Bama next year, then they go to Baton Rouge, and then they have Auburn at home. Okay, so that's the next 3 years for Wilt Muschamp. During those 3 years, you got to think Texas A&M and Jimbo is going to be better. Because if Jimbo's coming and dominating the game statistically in year one, right, then you're not winning next year in College Station, okay? And I'm not sure if they'll beat it, to be honest with you, Mick. If, you know, he recruits and has success, like, similar to the way he did at Florida State initially. And then, Mickey, Tennessee and Florida State are going to improve, and we all know Georgia's on the uptick. So my question to you is, if I'm a Gamecock fan, sell me hope. Because, Mickey, if I'm looking at it realistically, I don't see them winning a game against a Western team in the next 3 years, okay? So, you know, that's 6 losses right there in the conference. I don't see them beat Georgia. That's 9 losses in the conference. Even if they split against Florida and Tennessee, that's 12 losses. So my question to you, Mickey, is, and they're not going to beat us. So that's 15 losses over the next 3 years. So that's 7-5, 7-5, 7-5. They won all the other games. So tell me, how is there any way possible Muschamp survives, number one? And then, Mickey, consider this in your answer. They're not selling out SEC home games now. I mean, there was 50,000 people at the Missouri game at best. There was 70,000 at the Texas A&M game. The fans aren't excited about Muschamp. They're booing their starting quarterback like crazy. I just don't see the excitement. They're not bought in. And I just think he's doomed for failure. Want to get your thoughts. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. The prevailing thought here is that the buyout and the where would you go question comes up. I'm not one of these doom and gloomers to say that nobody wants your job and that you can't find a good coach out there. But, I mean, let's think about this. Like Florida State had to hire Willie Taggart, you know? some big time schools out there now that are having to hire guys. You're going, oh man, really? That's who you went with? Like Tennessee had to hire Jeremy Pruitt. It's like, what? Jeremy Pruitt's Will Muschamp, right? Yep. Defensive coordinator, you know, tough guy.
But Jeremy Pruitt now has as many wins against ranked teams as Will Muschamp does in South Carolina.
It's a good point. But the major point out of all that is that, man, you don't know what you're getting. And maybe you catch lightning in a bottle with some of those guys. Right?
Yeah, of course.
But still, you don't just fire a guy for that. I think Muschamp's going to survive a little bit longer. He's got a little longer leash. The other part of that is, like, if Ray Tanner has to make that move, it's Ray Tanner that hired Muschamp and hired a guy that wasn't successful at Florida, so he put his neck out there, so it's Ray Tanner's neck on the line. A lot of this depends on the new president. They're going to have a new president come in next year. What do you think about all that? If they go 7-5 next year, I'm sorry, 7-5 this year, and 7-5 next year, I think he'll be on the hot seat in 2020, right? 2020 home schedule. I mean, Georgia, Tennessee. Who knows? Who knows Tennessee's going to have? Texas A&M. You go to Florida. You go to LSU. And you go to Clemson.
Again, I'm going to fight you on, I don't know if they can be guaranteed to go 7-5 this year and next year. I think that's a big ask considering what's in front of us at the moment.
I think that's... Bear with me again. Let me get to what the experts say here, ESPN, as far as the RPI goes. I mean, FPI. I'm sorry, FPI. Ah, doggone it. FPI from here on out for South Carolina. They have them losing to, they have them beating Tennessee. They have them losing right now to Ole Miss. I don't think that's going to happen. Lose to Florida and lose to Clemson. If that's the case, that's 6-6. Remember, they're going to reschedule. They'll reschedule. They'll play Coastal or play somebody. So that'd be 6-6 this year. But that's with Ole Miss being 49% chance at winning. I don't want to do win game for everybody. Win game quickly next year for South Carolina. Give it to me because you're saying it's going to be worse than 7-5. North Carolina and Charlotte.
With Kelly Bryant leading North Carolina? Loss.
They're going to beat North Carolina.
Okay.
Charleston Southern at home.
Win. You're 1-1.
Alabama at home.
They split North Carolina and Charleston.
No. Charleston Southern's terrible.
They lose to Alabama.
That's one loss. I'm not going to let you say North Carolina.
I have two losses here.
North Carolina's not going to.
You can do your win game. I'll do
okay,
mine.
Okay. I'm not that biased. I'm saying North Carolina's going to beat South Carolina.
With Kelly Bryant at quarterback? Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Has Kelly Bryant ever lost South Carolina as a starter?
No, but is he going to have Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and all those guys?
Next one, after Alabama.
I got him with one loss. Missouri away from home?
Loss.
Oh, no. Missouri's going to be terrible next year.
Loss.
Kentucky at home?
Loss.
Oh, come on. That's a win.
Why? How is that a come on? That's a win.
That's a win. You got four losses. I got one.
You're going for six.
Georgia in Athens?
Loss.
That's a loss. Florida at home?
Loss.
I'm going to say that's a loss. They're not going to win anything according to you. Tennessee away from home?
They get one there.
Okay. Vanderbilt at home?
They get another one.
Appalachian State at home?
They get that. But close. But close.
A&M in College Station?
Loss.
And Clemson and Williams-Brice?
Eight losses, my
man. You're saying 4-8. I'm saying 7-5.
Bye.
And 4-8 is gone.
Of course you're saying 7-5.
4-8 is gone. But... I don't know. They're not going to lose to North Carolina. Not going to lose to Missouri.
If Kelly Bryant is the starting quarterback of North Carolina.
Who's going to be the head coach of North Carolina?
What?
Who's going to be the head coach of North Carolina next year? Not going to be Larry Fedora.
Man.
Welcome to the family.
Golly.
Woo! Golly.
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome. He's going to be gone. All right. I got to tell you what I said to Philpott yesterday. During the game, I sent him this picture of Fedora without a shirt. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, look, I got to show this to you right quick. There's a picture of Larry Fedora in typical Larry Fedora fashion, right?
Does he have the visor on still?
He's got the visor on.
That's good.
He's with his daughter, and I want to get your reaction to this because you've never seen this.
How old is his daughter?
She's young. I mean, she's a teenager, a college girl, whatever. And they're on the beach. And here it is right here. And Fedora's ripped, man.
Yeah, he's in the gym a good bit.
Okay. He's got six pack, like the guy's put together, right? And look at your eyes. Like the guy's he's in good shape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I sent the picture to Philpott. And Philpott's like, because it's kind of a cocky looking picture, right? Mm-hmm. And Philpott's like, oh, typical Fedora, whatever. And I said, but let's be clear about one thing. Zach, and I'll tell you right now.
Easy.
If I had those abs,
yeah,
I would go shirtless until it got about 32 degrees.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I'd go to church shirtless.
No, you got
to
let him breathe a little bit.
I'd go to a restaurant shirtless. You wouldn't. And even then, at 32, I'm going sun's out, guns out. You know? I'm going the tank top. I'm cutting the thing off. So I don't blame him for that. But Fedora, he won't be at North Carolina next year. Who knows who the coach is going to be? It'll be a big game, maybe. August 31st, up in Charlotte. Big crowd up there. It'll be about 45, 50,000. Be a big crowd.
So does his daughter go to North Carolina as well?
I don't know. Aren't you engaged? What do you know about his daughter for?
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I'm not sure what happens there.
Are you engaged?
I thought you were engaged over there.
Does your daddy let you date?
You watching NASCAR this weekend?
No, I didn't watch NASCAR.
Had a little overtime in Talladega. That was fun.
How do you have overtime in NASCAR?
You have a wreck in the last couple of laps. Oh. So he had some, you know.
We're going to go around the circle a couple more times, fellas.
Did you watch any?
Hammer down.
You watch any Major League Baseball of the weekend?
No, the Yankees are really out. I'm done with it.
I watched a little Houston and Boston. I didn't watch any LA and Milwaukee. I watched a little Houston and Boston.
Hammer down, fellas.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We're going to review the show in our final segment. It was a crazy weekend in college football. We're going to look a little bit ahead. Let's turn this in tomorrow. The thing I want to know from you, Mr. War 24, the number one thing I want to know from you is setting up this. Do you hate NC State? Like, where's NC State on your rivalry board over there? We'll discuss that when you come back for more. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Hayward Mall, right in the middle of it all. Wally Odom and his team want you to know that Reed's is there for you. Reed's wants to learn you about your family, learn everything about your family, and be your jeweler moving forward. When I talk about this, it's the diamond earrings, the diamond rings, a set of earrings, the maybe a charm or a bracelet. You know, for him, you're looking for maybe the Swiss watches, family-owned and the largest family-owned jeweler in North America with a huge inventory, with the best prices and the best team. Let them take care of you. Reed's Jewelers, right next door to Belk, right online at Reed's.com, REEDS.com, upper level of the Hayward Mall, right in the middle of it all. So great friends at Reed's Jewelers. A break, final segment of the show, of a Monday edition of the Reaction Monday right after this.
Hey Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Crescent Builders in Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranties. Check us out on Facebook or online at CrescentBuildersOfEasley.com or call 367-3453.
Join us for the Press Box this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. Show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband while celebrating Take Cover's grand open house event. Pizza, prizes, and more. Come out for a great cause and join the Press Box live on location Friday, October 19th from 9 to noon, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. We'll see you there.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hey, the good part about what Greg Wells has been doing this now since 1996, 1990 Clemson graduate, is that he's a 100% independent investment advisor, and he's not tied to any of the big box firms out there. So each client, you get something different for every client rather than pushing their products that these big box firms have to push on you. When it comes to investments of stocks and bonds and mutual funds, I like the idea he could do alternative investments as well. And that's, you know, properties and things on those lines, rental properties and all. Insurance needs for life, health, Medicare supplements, and disability for maximizing that Social Security plan. We talk about that all the time with him. For retirement planning, for college planning, for estate planning. Let Greg Wells and his people take care of it for you. They want to make sure that you the last part of life is better than the first part, because they're going to invest right for you and have you retire earlier and retire better off. They are on a mission to have a positive influence in their clients' lives. They're located at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In. 654-5043, or this is easy to remember, KiwiFG.com. It's Kiwi Financial Group. KiwiFG.com.
Yeah.
Mr. Or 24, NC State's coming to town this weekend.
Yep.
Clemson has dominated NC State. I think I'm right by saying that Clemson's won 13 of the last 14 against NC State.
Absolutely.
They have been some barn burners.
Mm-hmm.
They have been some last year with the Bradley Chubb stealing the tie wall, and last year with the laptop gate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There has been a few little chippy things in here.
A little bit of saltiness in there.
NC State cares about football. I'll tell you this. The only schools in the ACC that care more about football than NC State is Clemson.
Florida State. Probably Miami.
Nope.
Virginia Tech
cares more about it. I would put NC State in the same category as Miami and Louisville. Yeah. Now, Miami should be better because of where they're located. But they care more than Duke. They care more than Georgia Tech. They care more than Pittsburgh. They care more than Virginia. They care more than Syracuse. They care more than Wake Forest.
Yeah.
They care more than Boston College. So, they care more than North Carolina.
Sure.
So, I would say that only Clemson, Florida State, Virginia Tech, only ones that care anymore. The little wolfy thing over there. I forgot about that until just now.
Yeah,
a little wolfy.
NC State.
Whoops. With that said, what is your rivalry level in the ACC? Clemson and Florida State still a bigger rival in the ACC, right?
Yes.
In your mind.
Yep.
Clemson, NC State, or Clemson, Boston College a bigger rivalry to you?
NC State.
Right. Louisville's been one, but boy, they've dropped off, and Louisville's going to be terrible the next couple of years.
I guess NC State. Right. Louisville's. Yeah, NC State.
Wake Forest?
NC State.
Syracuse? No.
They've had some battles with Syracuse.
Had some battles. Yeah. Georgia Tech?
I hate Georgia Tech more.
But NC State's a bigger rivalry for you.
But it's been more competitive with NC State, I guess.
Right.
But how can you even say that? They won 13 of the last 14. They only have two rivals in the ACC. It's Florida State and Virginia Tech.
For you think it's a rival for Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
I tell you right now, I told Roy this on Saturday night after his game. Justin Fuente won that football game. Justin Fuente is one of the top coaches in America. I don't know why you don't pay more attention to my great coaches list.
You and your coaches list.
I told you every single year before Clemson plays Dino Babers, I tell you Dino Babers is a good coach. I told you before about Lincoln Riley's going to be a great coach.
Dino Babers.
I told you before.
Coaches about, one good game a year.
That's okay. That's the only one you're caring about.
One good game.
I told you before Tom Herman's a good football coach.
Okay.
So be careful on all these out there. Now, Dave Doran's not going to do it. Jimbo Fisher's going to do a good job at A&M. But I don't know why you don't pay attention to some more of these things on here for me. Some more of these coaches on here for me. But. Justin Fuente is a very, very good football coach. I'm going to mark that one down. Now, Brad Hughes, I'm an All-State agent. I'm a good hedge on Brad Hughes. I'm good hedge on All-State. You're going to like this one. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with Mary. Get in touch with Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We have to give someone sports every single day.
Better coverage, better rates, better pizza. Got it.
Better coverage, better rates. If you make one phone call today, call Brad 292-3001 292
come on man what is it
3001 you're gonna like this.
What is your forgiveness?
Chris Sale went to the hospital last night.
Got a little tummy ache
for stomach illness.
Got a little tummy ache.
He was admitted to the hospital because of stomach illness. Alex Cora, the manager, said he's at the hospital. From what I know, it's nothing serious. Whenever you have to go to the hospital, you have to quote unquote be worried, but he should be fine. The left-hander went to Massachusetts General Hospital for observation. He'll be kept there overnight. They're going to send him out on a private jet out there, whatever, and they'll see him back out in Houston later on. So hopefully we'll get him the next couple of hours, you know, get him down there in Houston. His stomach illness did not affect his outing. Cora said it was something that started after he started feeling sick.
Yeah,
I'm going to forgive him for this, though. Have you been to Fenway Park before?
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about. The reason he was sick, I'm guessing, and I'm no medical doctor. I've never spent any single time in a single medical school class. But if you had to smell what Fenway Park smells like,
mm-hmm.
it might make you sick to your stomach, too.
That could happen.
There's something to do with that old urine type smell. It smelled like Bourbon Street down there, man. The bathroom stank. Outside on Yawkey Boulevard or whatever it is, all that stuff stinks. The what do you call the place behind the stands over there? What do you call it? What am I looking for there? Where people are walking. It just stinks. It's a dump. They crammed it all in there. The whole place just stinks. So maybe it's the stench that got to his stomach.
Old stench.
You know what I'm talking about. The corridor is what I was thinking about.
Yes.
It's just the whole place is a dump. The seats stink. The air just stinks around there. So maybe that's what happened to Chris Sale. Maybe he's got a little whiff of Fenway Park too much. He's been up there for a couple of years now. Maybe he's finally just wore on his gut through the whole thing. I hope he's okay. I don't want anybody to be sick. But goodness gracious, the place just stinks. You notice it when you were there?
It's been a number of years since I was up there.
They heard of any bleach up there or something?
It wasn't that bad.
Can you get a cleaner up there somewhere?
Compared to
You know how you find Fenway Park?
How does that?
You go north to you smell it.
Compared to other cities, it doesn't smell as bad. It smells better in Boston than it does in New York.
Oh, no. No, Yankee Stadium's brand new.
Yankee Stadium smells fine.
That's what I'm saying.
But the city itself?
I'm not saying a city. I'm saying Fenway Park.
Just Fenway, huh?
Too many spilled beers around here or something. Place stinks. Ugh. I always do this, buddy. You know what? I might say this is my two-minute drill.
Oh.
We'll give you some lines from my two-minute drill.
Oh.
Some different lines out this way. You and I finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, it is game week, of course, so that means we have tire calls on 8 to 9 right here on WCCP. You can hear all of it. Don Munson and Dabo Sweeney and your calls, hopefully, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. Can't wait to have you be a part of it.
See all the Red Sox fans.